I remember that during Dharma celebration in Dharamsala, Jim Mahamudra teaching Dharamsala during Dharma celebration, there were some flowers in the container. The flowers one like that, one like flowers, you know, one like this, one like that, one like this. So he said, didn't say the flower, didn't say the flower did not come from karma, but didn't depend on karma. But the way the flower, you know, went this way, went that way, so that's not karma. He said, that's not karma, that time. Remember?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, that time was mentioned. The way, you know, the karma. Then I think maybe mentioned this once, one time. From the tree, leaf fluff falling down. You remember?
Mm-hmm.
Not karma.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that one? But I don't think that time, but another time. I think as soon as my point of view, as soon as it telling us this, so that we can, gives us to check, gives us to analyze. You know, gives us to analyze. So for example, one leaf falls down, you know, for example, not karma, then second leaf falls down, not karma, all the leaf fall down, not karma, the tree fall down, not karma. You know what I mean? So it gives us the opportunity to check. So then the whole tree fall down, not karma. You know? Flower dead, not karma. So then this world, when this world degenerate, when this world degenerate, then the four great elements, fire, all this burn, the rocky mountains, then you see all this would, then you see, it leads to that also, that not karma. So he's not saying that gives us opportunity to check, to analyze. So, what this one here, what this one there, what this one has to be here. There's a reason for that. You know, decoration has a reason. See? So, karma. So, when we are decorating ugly. So this can be decorated. Somebody can decorate this, but very ugly. Somebody way to put together become very beautiful. So karma. So then you see ugly, you don't like. Then somebody said, somebody sent flowers, said, like. So it's come out. And then somebody like this. Somebody like this decoration. Somebody won't like this decoration. So that's karma. So somebody doesn't like. For somebody, this is undesirable. That's result of that person's next karma. Somebody find very beautiful, nice. That's a result of person's good karma. Same with this. So then you see, that's a small one, but then can go into larger examples, to express some karma. So I think making us to think, to analyze. So anyway, so what's using it? It's such karma. You know? This, you see, why are the flowers like that? You know, why is it like this? And this one, then this one like this, yeah. This one like that. Why we see like this? You know, there's a cause for that, why we see the different shapes. So it looks like when we don't, when we don't relate with Dharma, When we don't relate karma, when we don't relate from where they came, the main cause, when we don't relate karma, looks like they exist from their own side. You know, looks like a very good example of gangcha, objective beauty. So it looks like that. It has been always like that. This has been always like that. This has been always like that, you know. And it will be always like this, sort of like that. You see, gangcha. Of course, your mind merely impeded rules. What do you call this one? Huh?
Chrysanthemum.
Chrysanthemum. Then this one?
Yellow chrysanthemum.
This one? This one? Huh?
Baby breath.
Yeah. So, right now, when you look at this, right now, your mind merely impeded. You see? Or if you don't name tiny flower, white tiny flower. So, right now your mind merely impeded, but you're not aware. Your mind merely impeded. And you see that label you have. Then you see the label, what you've given. You know, rose, this, chrysanthemum. Your mind just right now merely impeded. And you see that. You see what you're seeing, what you've labeled. But totally not aware of that. You know. So coming from your mind, but totally not aware. And exist from its inside. You know? Not merely labeled by mind. Not on that, not labeled by mind. See that up here? Not only, even where it grows, not labeled by mind. You see, up here. When you analyze the way you see the flower. Not labeled by mind at all, you see. If you analyze the how it appears. So that's not true. You see, So you can see it's came from the mind. So if there's no mind which label rose doesn't exist. You know. The chrysanthemum, if there's no mind labeling chrysanthemum doesn't exist. So that So I guess here I'm talking to this two things here, but so here's two things coming from the mind. So whatever they call, you know, rose and the chrysanthemum, whatever, each of these flowers. Mind merely impeded. Without the mind, they don't exist. Okay? Without the mind labeling, they don't exist. Label do not exist. So come from the mind. Then this, you know, other than that, you see, not labeled by mind at all. Then something real existing from its own side. That completely came from the mind. You see, completely came from your mind. It's not labeled by mind. It's not merely labeled by mind. That's subtle one. Then gross, you see, not labeled by mind at all. Something, you know, rose exists from outside. Everything existing from outside. Truly existing from outside. So all that came from the mind. This hallucination came from the hallucinated mind. Without a hallucinated mind, hallucination doesn't exist. So there's no way to come about. So you can see now, as I mentioned last night, relating to the fifth Dalai Lama's quotation. So you see, first, all the labels, whatever it's called, came from the mind. You know. Then second, not merely labeled by mind. Existing from the sun, not only that, but truly existing from the sun, not even labeled by mind at all, you know. Truly exist. Rose from its own side, chrysanthemum from its own side, so everything from its own side, white from its own side, red from its own side. So, however, as I mentioned during that quotation, you see, decoration, projection from the ignorance. For ignorance that hallucination is projection, decoration on the mere level, this and this and that, from the ignorance, by leaving negative imprint, concept truly, by leaving negative imprint on the mind. Then and that you see projected this real existing from outside. You see that total kind of a cover, you know, on the mere labeled, you see, rose, this or that, then this total cover existing from outside. So you see, so you can see completely come from the mind. You see now, what exists and what doesn't exist. What exists, mere label, what doesn't exist. All these truths, appearing truths, all came from your mind. You see, then there's karma. This is right now, what's happening. Then, you see, then there's karma. So, you see, longer explanation. That karma, you came from your karma. You see, anybody who sees this flower, you see, anybody who sees this flower came from their karma. So like that, anybody who sees this, you know, sentiment, their karma. So the view of you, I see, came from my karma. View of your view of me came from your karma. So, view of your karma. So you see, completely came from the mind. That's a very important meditation. That is extremely important meditation, that practice awareness. The very basic philosophy of Buddhism, you know, very basic. So like this, it's this complete camp of the mind, you see. So I say then there's karma, the third one, the karma. You see, there's a cause you have created to be able to see these flowers. You know, what is the word? That's the virtue, non-virtue is virtue. But something nice, something which, you know, say pleasant feeling, gives pleasant feeling. So that's come from past karma, the virtue. So, third expression of that, see, then I was talking about subtle karma, all the details, the shape, you see, designs, colors, like butterfly, you know, this design, so flower, the leaves, you know, so many designs. So why this design like this? It's not somebody printed. They're not made in company, you know. These flowers, all these flowers, growing up, tiny ones and big ones, not produced from company, you know, by printing. I think really interesting. I find very interesting this one. Because it looks like outside, but actually the expression of your karma. You know? How to define all the tiny flowers, the lot. I mean, there's so much design in leaves. Wow, I can imagine. Have a look. It's not something came from its own side. No. It describes your mind. You know, what you see is it describes your karma. It comes from your karma. So there's gross karma, subtle karma. So, say that. So you see, I think, you know, so every single thing has karma. In other words, you see, yeah, every single thing has karma. the temple of your karma. Forms, whatever you see, sound, whatever you hear, whatever smell, whatever taste, and contact, you know, whatever tangible, and then whatever. So every single thing, the form, every single form that you see, you know, the plant or anything, every single detail, come from your karma, huh? Come from your mind. So many unpleasant things come from your negative thought, negative action. All the beautiful things came from you know, virtuous action, virtuous thought, positive thought, healthy mind, positive thought. So that. So I think. So things. So I think. So things. I think. You see. So it came from you. From your mind. You see. While we're here, you see the lights, all the details, whatever you see, you know, all the details. That, you know, the red light, the exit there, that clock, the picture here, then on top there, machines there, camera machines there, people up there. And what you see here, all the whole objects, those different colors there, the, you know, the Lamasun. So every single thing all came from your mind. Came from you. Came from your mind. So that's what came from your mind. Your karma. So that's incredible. That's, you know, when you drive in the car, you know, when you drive by car, so then you see mountains and trees and, you know, ocean, lakes, people, house, you know, so many. When you go by train, when you go by airplane, it's like movie, you see. So it's a movie. Here you see movie from your karma, movie from your karma. So movie shown by this, you know, the films you put, somebody recorded, you see, put in the machine and projected on the screen. So now here, your mind, the film, you see, and your mind is the film, and negative role, and all the imprint that's left on, what is printed on that, from the past actions, is the past thoughts, past actions. So that's now projected there. Now that's projected, experienced out, projected. So whatever you, with the movie camera, whatever you took pictures, printed on the negative roll, so then by putting in the machine, and they project over the screen. so exactly same here. Your mind is negative role, and then you see so much coming imprint by the past thoughts and by past actions. Virtuous thought and virtuous action. Then the negative thoughts and negative actions. So here. Unimaginable, so the print, this coming seed, there's the imprint. Oh, then that is experienced out. So you see, so when you go by train, so continue, every second, minute, you see, oh, you're seeing the movie of your mind. You see, movie of your mind, your karma, you're seeing, the experience out, you see, you're seeing. And when you say, when you go by car, that's what's happening. You see, pleasant, unpleasant, you know? So that, then do that, ugly, unpleasant, something beautiful, then pleasant. So that, happiness and suffering, you experience. So you see, so otherwise, then your happiness, suffering didn't come from karma. You see, otherwise your happiness, suffering, nothing to, then not related to your karma, you see. Because that happens because of the objects. Since objects is what pleasant or what's ugly or ugly or beautiful, whatever you see that. So you see, it happens. So anyway, in the essence, these feelings, and then before the feeling, all these objects, what you see, so that all these manifestations of your karma, result of your karma, creation of your karma. Okay, including here, everything what you see is a form. All this, everything in the what you see, include people, the shape of the body, the shape of nose, Okay, so the view of this. Their form, so you are your karma of your mind. Then all the sounds, sound, smell, taste, everything. And that one day, you see whatever happens, success, object, they all come from your mind. So that, okay. So this is I think very important, mentally. Very, very special, but very particular Buddhist. I said, view, Buddhist view of the Buddha. the view of Buddhism. Buddhist philosophy, see. The very foundation, very essence, very foundation. So everything comes from you, comes from your mind, So that. So this became very interesting. Very, very, very interesting. You understand? Very interesting. So you look at one leaf. All the designs. Leaf. It's amazing. Come to your mind. So I was thinking that because of all this came. The details, came from your mind. Karma, your karma. So I think the karma definitely exists. And every thought, every action, you see, has a result. Bad and good. So it depends on negative thought, negative action. Result suffering, something no good, something unpleasant. Then positive thought, positive action, something good. You see, so therefore I think because like this, so that's all explanation of your karma, every single thing. So therefore I think even small little karma, small good karma, even small little karma, one must abandon. Therefore, I think it's so important. Even small karma, one must abandon. Even small virtue, one must practice. Very important. Very, very, very important. That's what I think, you see. By seeing these things, the explanation of karma, your karma, some of the production from your mind, you see. So I think it seems the karma is something that you have to be really careful. That's what I think. You see, what is said in the teachings, but that so the so much is what Buddha, but Buddha, the sutra teachings in the Lambrim. So I think even small thoughts and small actions, positive language. I think you can't just pass through. You see, the result you have to face. Anyway, I was talking about the Rinpoche, Bodhicitta. I just want to mention this. The one that I normally introduce. So how things came from mind. So this, what I'm talking here is similar to. So when we were a child, so do you see? When somebody was teaching you the alphabet, so drew the line there on the blackboard or the paper. Okay, so here. Did your karma? Maybe I'll start this. You know, this time here, so we taught karma. So, did your karma? You see this line, okay? This line like this, like that. So, that line came from your karma. It's your intention, sampa. So the sentient sampa legs tini. So the characteristic of the action, the intention there is. The company with the principal consciousness, you know. So there's the definition of karma. Came from that. This line, appeared to you, okay? But this time, you don't have appearance that this is A that time, okay? And then that's because you don't have appearance that this is A, yeah, nobody has taught this yet. So you don't have appearance that this is A. So you don't see that this is A. You don't see that this is A. Then, so when somebody taught you this is A, then by following to that person, then you see, following to that person's label, you see, label that taught you, your mind merely impute A by following that person's label, you see. With belief. So then after that you have an appearance that this is A. Your appearance that this is A. And then after that you see that this is A. So that text, all this thing, see. So now here is very clear. It's very clear. A, what you see came from your mind. Your mind, if your mind did not merely impute, you know, you wouldn't have this appearance, and you don't see that this is A at all. So after your mind labeled belief, then you have the appearance this is A, and you see this is A. So like this. So friend, enemy, stranger, okay? Now, form, sound, smell, taste, so the whole thing, as I just explained before, right here, and when you go out, so to the six senses, all these objects, like the A, exactly, all that, you know, What you see came from your mind imputed. After the imputation, then you see that phenomenon. So everything like that came from mind. You see, came from the right this mind. You know, just a second before your mind imputed. Oh, then you see that. So everything like that. Okay. So that's what. So then now. Then now, you see, after that, that's, you know, what we should practice mindfulness, one thing, okay? Okay, now next one, then this projection, hallucination, truly existent, decorated on the mere label A, by ignorance, okay? So that, everything has that, everything what is mere label is covered by that, then that covered by that, and that's one thing that you don't. That's one thing you're not aware. That everything exists in my name, meaning in my mind. You're not aware. So everything made real. Sky, trees, people, whatever you see, the sense object, everything made so real, existing from that. Okay, so everything is total hallucination. Everything total hallucination. So everything is totally empty. Everything is total empty. Hallucinations, everything, all this total empty. Total empty. Nothing exists there, okay? Things exist, but these do not exist. So that, so total empty. I, action, object. Everything is that, what appear, what appeared, existing from sense, all this real, in this sense, from the sense, I, action, object. All this sense, totally empty. Then this, of course, the next one is, of course, karma. All this came from karma, okay? Your karma. So that's what we have to say, the more to talk. So this, so I think, stop here, then say stop here, say, this we should, what you want to do is, here, by sitting, you do this meditation, go out, you know, go out, walk, do this meditation, don't talk, meditate. They talk, then distracted, you see, then you can't meditate. So they meditate very seriously. Walk, go out. Practice awareness, six sense objects. So this is a very unique, very basic Buddhist philosophy. You know, and the reality of the phenomena. Okay? So they come right in. It gives you an idea how everything comes to the mind, you see. The false and truth. Maybe I'm still there? Yeah. I don't know how you plan, but there are some people taking dinner, but many who are taking, many who have taken ordination, they ate my birthday. So we want to do the walking meditation, you know, with this. Exactly what I said, you know. To get some experience. This is a very, very, very point of Buddhism, you see. So one very important is everything came from the mind. That's so important. So that's why we get angry. That's why we get angry in daily life. You know, how much, how much you have learned philosophy, all these five, you know, I mean, Sutta Tantra, how much you learn. But you see, you get angry, you know. I never practice patience. Why anger rises? It's because you don't think the Buddhist philosophy coming from the mind. You know, this is life situation, whatever happened, it comes from your mind. You don't think that. See, you see, somebody created this. Somebody created. Even you don't think of God, but somebody created this. Somebody from outside created this. So then you get angry. You see. But the minute when you think this philosophy that it came from your mind, your karma, and then of course merely have learned all these hallucinations, and then even you don't think all three, but at least karma came from your mind. Impossible to get angry. See, because you don't see anything come from outside. So evolution is from your mind. So impossible to get angry. So if you get angry, you're creating a suffering world for you. You're creating a suffering world in the future. You're creating a suffering world now, and it produces a suffering world for you in the future. You know, to receive harm back from others. So you see, so that what will happen in the future, you suffer. So therefore, impossible to get angry. Not only angry, but all other things, you see. Even attachment. You know, it came from your mind. So even it helps to not rise attachment. If things come from outside, somebody created, think of attachment. So you see, it makes a huge difference. Maybe I should say even longer. So to your mind, sky and earth differences in your mind. So that's okay, that's all. Thanks so much. Mm.